This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We have an action-packed hour straight ahead. And this hour, we're going to be joined by the CEO of TheLubePage.com, Dan Watson. But we're going to kick things off by finishing up with a guest we had in the prior hour. And that is Corvette Mike Vietro, who joins us live from Carmel, California, where all the action is going to be happening for Monterey Car Week. And Mike, any particular Corvettes going over the block of note that you're going to be watching?
Not necessarily watching, but RM has four or five Corvettes that one of their colleagues reached out to me and wanted to make sure they had my attention. There's probably nothing there that I would buy, but one of them is a black-on-black 63 big tank Fuelie Z06. Has a low estimate on it, so I'm probably believing that it's not 100% correct. Not sure if you realize it, but they only made 63 of those cars back in the day. And they were built specifically to go head-to-head with Carroll Shelby and their Culvers, if you recall.
Absolutely, that's right. And I didn't realize it was such low production.
Very low production. Now, they made, all in all, 199 63 Z06s, but only 63 of that number had the big 36.5-gallon tank. The rest had conventional gas tanks, which held about 20 gallons of fuel, but they had the brake and suspension package that the Z06 was noted for, and actually that was what you checked off when you ordered a car, and that's what you got. The early cars, if you checked off that box, you automatically got the big tank, and then later they made it available without, because the price of the tank was quite exorbitant in year 1963, and a lot of people really didn't need 36.5 gallons of fuel sloshing around behind their head.
That's absolutely true. Very good. That is very cool. Very great description. Tell us a little bit about some of the other happenings coming up at Monterey Car Week. Of course, we get the Quail event, which is a very hard event to get into, very expensive, and then Concorso Italiano. There's just so many events, and it's a remarkable automotive week.
Yes, you mentioned Quail. That's a Friday event coming up here at the end of the week, and you're right about the expense. I heard, and I don't know that I can actually 100% attest to it, but I heard the tickets are now $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my goodness. I would not be surprised, considering everything in the last few years. There seemed to have been an increase across the board at during Car Week, because I guess there are folks out there that will pay it, Mike, so they'll they might as well raise the rent, so to speak. But that's
that event was the first event of its type whereby they what they did was they included everything for the price of admission. And in other words, they included all the beverage, both alcoholic and non. They included a fabulous lunch with buffet stations of all different types of lavish foods and champagne and wine and drink. Everything was bottomless, so you could have as much as you want. So they introduced that a number of years ago, and others follow suit. And now you see a lot of these Concours across the country with like a $250 admission fee, which also includes everything. You also mentioned Concorso Italiano. I haven't attended this one in the last few years, only because they keep moving it around, and I'm not actually sure where they're doing it right now, but it might be on a golf course. One of the other really interesting concourse shows that they have here is one that is called the Ugliest Car Show.
That's right.
The Ugliest Car Show. And it may be called something different, but that's what it is. And the judges actually are there to judge which car is the ugliest known to mankind on the show field for that particular day. Can you imagine what shows up? And I'm talking about potentially, you know, a Ford Pinto that has rushed through the fenders, four different wheels, the tires don't even match, the hood may or may not be on the car, the seats are probably torn up. This is a car that you literally would see in a junkyard when you went to pick apart, and you may be able to find a valve stem cap off the car that's usable. This is what we're talking about, and this now is also during Car Week.
And what a great event. Jay Lamb came up with that idea a few years ago, and it's gone on to become a big hit. Mike, before we say goodbye, of course, you've got a dealership in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and your main headquarters out in Anaheim, California. Are you set up in the Chicago area or line there still, or is that something
yes.
that went away? Oh, you
yep.
are.
We still great. Have the store in outside of Boston is called Corvette Mike New England. We just moved to bigger headquarters there, which is now in the city of Carver and no longer in the city of Plymouth.
Oh,
and
great.
The store, yep, great facility. If you're ever back home and you need to check out some amazing Corvettes, it houses a lot more than it used to be able to in the other store. The one outside Chicago is now called, or has always been called, Corvette Mike Midwest, and it's in a beautiful little suburb of Chicago by the name of Burr Ridge.
Wonderful. And for all things Corvette Mike, just go to CorvetteMike.com. And telephone-wise, what's the best telephone number?
Well, I believe we still have our 800 number. But now that everybody's dialing from their cell phone, you know, they're paying for the call and we're paying for the call. But it's 1-800-327-VET, 327-8388. Or if you're in the local area, it's area code 714-630-0700 in Anaheim, California.
Fantastic. And we'll take you up on the offer of reporting from Milan next week. If you can do a few minutes with us, that would be great.
Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Enjoy the week. Say hello to everybody for me.
I will do that, Bob, and I hope to see you out here one of these August, the week of Car Week here.
Absolutely. I miss it terribly. Say hello to Barry McGuire for me as well.
I'll be having lunch with Barry at his suite on the 18th Fairway on Sunday, and he puts on a lavish spread, and I will definitely remember to tell he and Karen that you said hello.
All right. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you next week, right when they're giving away the awards, right there on the lawn at Pebble Beach. Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome. Great talk, Mr. Bob. Have a great week.
Thank you. And what a great guy he is, Corvette Mike Vietra. What a great guy we have around the corner. That's right. He is the CEO of the Lube Page. And he's going to be with us right after this upcoming break. Dan Watson will be joining us. So you know what that means. Lots of great information and fun. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
About Corvettes, we're going to get right into it with the CEO of thelubepage.com, our leading specialist when it comes to lubrication, all types of lubrication. He is a certified lubrication specialist with more than 25 years experience, one of the largest AMS oil dealers in the entire North American continent, and he is the man. And we both live in the same neck of the woods, and we've been getting a really bad thunderstorm. Are you getting that storm as well, what's going on.
Yes.
Dan, you're getting it.
I knocked my phone out a few minutes ago when I was waiting to come on, and so I'm just warning you that if it knocks it out, then, you know, you'll have to try to get me back, because it's power surges that knock it out. But when that lightning hits, sometimes everything takes a flip. So
that is so true. Let's talk about, Dan, something that I'm hearing a lot of advertising about. It's mentioned a lot. It's called low sulfur diesel. I hear this low sulfur diesel term used a lot in advertising. What exactly does it mean?
Well, they go on to call this, everybody loves these terms these days, clean diesel, right? And let me just, the best way to explain this is to give a little bit of a sort of a progression on diesel. Diesel fuel back in the 60s, 80s, was 70s, so pretty dirty fuel. I mean, and that was one of the things. You didn't refine it as far or take as many impurities out of it because, hey, when you stick it over there in the engine and press it up to 20 or 25 to 1 compression, you're going to set it off no matter what it is. I mean, it's going to burn. So not like gasoline where you're going to use a spark ignition and you want to have a certain controlled response with that spark. You just knew in these diesel engines that they were first called a heat engine, meaning that they ignited on heat, and that means very high compressed air is very hot, very hot. So that's how it's compressed. You compress it up. It's, like I said, 20 to 1, 25 to 1 compression. Folks, if you can imagine that when we're using those terms, atmosphere is about 15 pounds. So 20 to 1 compression would be 300 pounds per square inch pressure in the cylinder. And that's pretty high pressure because once that fireball goes off, now it's going to expand and multiply that pressure significantly. So anyway, here we go with diesel. Originally, they just refined it and put it out, and it was averaged, you know, probably 4,000 or 5,000 parts per million of sulfur. Now, the deal about this is sulfur's in crude oil. I mean, it's just part of the mix of makeup of the petroleum. So you refined it down and got it clean enough, and you didn't care about the sulfur. But sulfur creates different problems for us in the atmosphere. It becomes sulfuric acid eventually and can participate in acid rain. So
sure,
it became that, hey, we can't really live with 5,000 levels, so we're going to have to clean this stuff up some. So the first effort was around 2,500 parts per million. Okay? Seems pretty decent, but it wasn't considered good enough because we're still getting too much out of the tailpipe. So the next level was called low sulfur diesel, and that meant it couldn't be more than 500 parts per million. Sounds pretty good. We're making progress from 5,000 down to 500. Boy,
yeah.
Sounds like we've made the grade, right? But that's not the end of it. The requirement now is it cannot be greater than 15 parts per million. Think about that for just a minute, our audience out there, folks. We get beat up all the time, you hear, by people that we're just not serious about cleaning up the atmosphere. We're not doing enough. We're not doing enough. From an average of 5,000 parts per million down to less than 15, I'd call that a pretty determined effort to get the sulfur out of the exhaust coming out of a diesel engine, seems to me. But here's the thing about that. When you get down to 15 parts per million, you've created some other situations, and I know we're abbreviating a little bit shorter time tonight, so let me hit these quickly. Sulfur was the element within diesel that really gave it actual lubricating quality. If you take the sulfur out of the diesel, it becomes, some people, old-timers refer to it as dry diesel. It doesn't have any lubricating quality. Well, folks, in these diesel engines, all of the moving parts of these incredible high-pressure fuel pumps, I mean, they're pumping this stuff up to pretty high pressure, okay? And then in the injector itself, as it fires, it's got little moving parts that move in order for it to inject diesel into the cylinder. And all these things depend upon that diesel as their lubricating element in order to prevent wear. So when you go from 2,500 to 500 to 15, you've just about eliminated the ability of the diesel to lubricate all those parts that we used to count on it doing the lubrication. So here's the important thing to our listeners. If you have a modern diesel, in particular a 2000 or later version, they have made efforts to improve the materials to not require as much lubrication as the ones prior to that required. But it doesn't make any difference. You still need lubrication. And the government requires a certain amount of lubricant additive into the diesel to restore some lubricity to the diesel. But it is what's called lowest concentration allowed. So what you're doing is letting the government decide that this very low, inadequate amount of lubricating quality of your diesel will be satisfactory for your fuel injectors and your fuel pump. By the way, replacing a fuel pump, $2,500 to $4,000. Injectors anywhere from $400 to $800 a piece. So it's not a good idea to depend upon that lowest concentration allowed to protect your engine. So here's my tip, my advice, the best I can tell you. Use somebody's quality diesel additive. Now, we make one in AMSOIL. It's a good one. I can just name a couple other companies. Stanodyne makes a good one. There's other companies that make these things. But what you need to do is find the one of your choice and run it, because you need to make sure that you have adequate lubricity in your diesel so that your diesel fuel system components will last forever, because that's what you want them to do. You don't want to have to replace those things in the life of the engine. So understand that clean diesel means ultra-low sulfur, less than 15 parts per million, and provide you with very little lubrication within the fuel system itself. So that's my tip of the night for low sulfur fuel and clean diesels, is thank God they're wonderful. They are very clean running engines, extremely clean. And the fact that we can do something to make up for the lost sulfur is a wise thing to do. And so that's that story, Bob.
And it's a great answer. Let's go, speaking of diesels, to Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, one of our great live affiliate stations. When we come back after this message, guess what, Dan? We got a diesel question. How do you like that right off the bat? On the other side, straight ahead, right here on Auto World.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. White House National Security Advisor John Bolton today suggested that former CIA Director John Brennan might have released classified information, but acknowledged that he isn't certain Brennan did so. Bolton said on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos that he's very troubled by the conduct of Brennan, a frequent critic of President Trump, who lost his security clearance last week. President Trump said he was protecting the nation's classified information in announcing that he was revoking Brennan's security clearance. Two cold-blooded killers on the loose in Nashville. Police
spokesman Don Aaron says he apparently approached a man and woman early Friday and demanded money, then shot and killed both of them when they didn't have any.
The police department at this juncture has not ruled out that these are the same individuals who killed the man earlier this week.
The suspects may also be responsible for shooting a woman in the back while walking her dog on August 8th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us. I am Bob Long, along with Dan Watson, CEO of The Lube Page. We're taking your questions. And from Oklahoma City, we've got a question. Dan, I have a 2002 Dodge diesel pickup. I'm a little confused on the correct engine oil to use. The latest oil I see is CK4, but my owner's manual says CI-4 plus. Please help. So that's a little confusing. You can help them out.
Well, it's a good question, because these things do change, and they change for a purpose. Now, if he could go out and just buy CI4 plus diesel oil off the shelf, he'd just keep doing that, because that's an excellent oil made for that vintage of a diesel engine. Unfortunately, that's not easy to do these days, because the way they make oil is to say that a latest version is backward compatible, meaning that it will replace or cover those previous applications. So there was one in between, which was CJ4, that just means we went from CI4 to CJ4. Now it's CK4 oil, okay? So in reality, the CK4 oil will, in fact, backward compatible cover the requirements for that. Now, if it were my 2002 Dodge diesel, 5.9 turbo diesel, great engines, I'd still find myself a real CI4 plus rated oil. Reason? The CI4 plus oil was a very robust additive package with very high levels of zinc and phosphorus and other protective agents. 2008, the Environmental Protection Agency clamped down on some diesel things and said, well, you got to lower that zinc and phosphorus to protect the newly installed catalytic converters that are going into the diesel exhaust systems. And so that meant that we would have to have a lower zinc and phosphorus oil for those applications. Now, CK4 is an improvement on the CJ for from the standpoint of making up for that loss of anti-wear additives. But you can find a true CI4 plus oil that is not rated CJ4 or CK4, just CI4 plus. That means that it retains its original additive package and it hasn't been changed for the newer levels. About the only places I know you can find that, you can buy that from AMSOIL Synthetics. They make an oil called Heavy Duty Diesel and Marine Engine Oil, which is still just CI4 plus rated and has not lowered its zinc and phosphorus. But the new AMSOIL CK4 Max Protection Diesel Oil has better characteristics than that original CI4 plus. So if you can't find a CI4 plus and you're willing to go to the newest one, I suggest that you give that new AMSOIL synthetic diesel oil a shot, because it is the most remarkable, has six times the required protection of the Detroit diesel specification for that wear characteristic, six times that protection. So that's about all I can tell him about that. He's got some choices, but all of them are pretty good, and he's got a really good diesel engine, that 5.9 in that vintage of truck. They won't go but about a million miles. That's about all.
Oh, wow, that's remarkable. Stan in Nashua, New Hampshire, listening on one of our great affiliate stations, sends us over a note. Snowmobile season is coming right around the corner, and I have a four-stroke snowmobile. Does AMSOIL make a four-stroke oil for this application?
Well, of course, considering AMSOIL is located basically in Duluth, Minnesota, Superior, Wisconsin, they might be, what's the old thing, tarred and feathered in town if they didn't make snowmobile oil. Because if you talk with the people that work for AMSOIL up in Superior, Duluth area, the only thing they complain about in January is there's not enough snow. They want enough snow to go do all those winter things that they love to do and ride those snowmobiles. And you know, Bob, they have trails for snowmobiles that run from Duluth all the way up to International Falls.
No kidding.
No, you can get on those trails in the winter, and they have actual pit stops, you know, where somebody's got a restaurant and a bar and that kind of stuff. And so people are riding their snowmobiles on these known trails. It's almost like winter snowmobile road, if you will, that goes all the way up to International Falls, so they can go by these places and have fun and enjoy themselves. So they know how to enjoy the winter, because you have to enjoy the winter when you live in Duluth, because you're going to get it whether you enjoy it or not. So you have to get tough or die, as they say. But the oil that AMSOIL makes for this is called Formula 4-Stroke Power Sports Oil, and it is a 0W40 formula. And I assure you, it was made specifically for these applications. There's nothing like it. I mean, it's you want an oil that you can start up and that it'll do well in those really cold conditions. And this oil will do well without any trouble at 30 degrees below zero, okay? So 30, 35 below zero, not wind chill factor, but actual temperature. It's not going to restrict your engine from cranking over and cranking up. So it'll provide you excellent protection for that. And, hey, it's you got to be able to make that. If you're a company that claims to be from Duluth, Minnesota, you got to be able to make all the snowmobile stuff. So, yeah, they make it, and it's as good as it gets.
Monty in Lakeland, Florida, sends us a note saying, I have a bass boat with a 150 Evinrude outboard motor. The motor comes with the ability to use a petroleum, but I have switched to using synthetic. Synthetic is recommended. Will I hurt the engine by using petroleum?
Well, what he's talking about with these Evinrudes is they have the ability, you have to put a setting in if you're going to use petroleum, because they actually recommend that you use this high-performance synthetic. It's called it's an Evinrude E-Tech oil, XD100, I think is the name of it. I'd have to check that to make sure. But it's a high-quality synthetic two-stroke oil. Now, one thing about the Evinrudes, they supersede, or exceed, I should say, all of the California Air Resources Board's pollution requirements. They're absolutely the cleanest running outboard motor. They have better pollution footprint than a four-stroke outboard. Okay, and remember, people said maybe 15, 20 years ago that the outboard motor was dead. It would never be able to run clean enough to match up with the EPA requirements, especially the California Air Resources Board CARB requirements. But these Evinrude E-Tech engines are direct injected two-stroke engine, and they meter the fuel so perfectly. But the oil doesn't come in with the fuel like it does in most two-stroke engines. You either mix it in the tank, or you have a proportioning system that mixes it into the gas flow as it's headed to the engine, and you get the right mixtures. Well, there's no oil and gas mixture in a Evinrude E-Tech. The gas is direct injected into the cylinder, so the oil has to come in via the air intake system. So you have to get a good mixability in air, miscibility, okay, so that this stuff will be like a mist, a real fine mist of oil coming in, and it will then lubricate the engine as it's supposed to. Well, turns out petroleum's not very good at this because it's a jumble of heavyweight molecules and metallic substances like zinc and phosphorus, things that just don't do that as well. So the synthetic two-stroke, I need to finish this when we come back from the break, because it's important for people to understand this, of why it's important to run synthetic two-stroke oil in any of these outboard motors.
Absolutely. We have a lot of boaters listening to the show, so you're going to want to stick around with more great information from Dan Watson, CEO of the lubepage.com. It's coming straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for being here. We've got Dan Watson with us from theloupage.com, and you can email Dan anytime, 24/7, danwatson@theloupage.com, or myself, bob@autoworldradio.com. Before the break, the hard network break, we were talking about outboard motors, and Dan thought it was important to finish up on this particular topic, so go right ahead, Dan.
Well, we were talking about this Evinrude E-Tech engine and the ability to either run it on petroleum or run it on synthetic. I wanted to mention that when you shift it over and decide to run on petroleum, it runs at a 50-to-1 mixture, and it then loses all of its pollution-free certification, every bit of it. It won't pass anything because the amount of hydrocarbons coming out of it just explode because of the thick running, not easy to burn petroleum two-stroke oil that's just clogging everything up and polluting. Now, you shift it over to a high-performance synthetic, like either the Evinrude E-Tech oil or the AMSOIL HPM, high-performance marine, and all of a sudden, all those pollution factors disappear. So, folks, these engines, either whether it's an Evinrude E-Tech or whether it's your Mercury or your Yamaha or your Nissan, I don't care what it is, they will all run better with better efficiency, more power, and less pollution if you run a quality synthetic two-stroke engine oil. It's just a simple fact. It takes less synthetic two-stroke oil to provide the same protection as thick amounts of two-stroke petroleum. So with the AMSOIL synthetic two-strokes, they burn clean, meaning that they leave no residue in the cylinder. Everything burns out. These engines will run clean. I deal with marinas, and these engines are taken down for one reason or the other, and always the comment is that engine is just clean. It's like it's new. It doesn't have any buildup in it, and that's remarkable in a two-stroke engine. So do yourself a favor, whatever you've got. I recommend you look at the AMSOIL synthetic two-strokes because I know they work and I know how perfectly they work. But get some body's synthetic two-stroke in your outboard motors. You will be doing yourself a favor. I sometimes, just tongue-in-cheek say that using petroleum two-stroke oil in outboard motors might be considered as outboard motor abuse. And you may have to be reported to the National Marine Manufacturers Association for abusing outboard motors. So, you know, tongue in cheek, but it's somewhat true, is that your outboard motor is really being abused with that old, thick petroleum two-stroke oil. So let's move on, Bob.
Let's go to Willie in Macon, Georgia. He says, I have some muscle cars from the late 60s. I heard you mention the need for oils with sufficient additives to protect the cams and lifters in these cars. Will I damage the cars using SN Plus rated oils?
Well, it's a good question. SN Plus is the newest rating on these oils. And by the way, we discussed in a previous show that SN Plus has to do with the oil being able to resist low-speed pre-ignition. So all of you out there with direct-injected engines, again, be sure to look for that SN Plus. Don't run the standard SN. Look for SN Plus, telling you that you can avoid that damaging low-speed pre-ignition that can take place in a direct-injected engine. Now, on to Willie's question. You know, you could probably run a good oil from a top-rated company like Amsoil or Mobil or Castor Oil in these engines, even SN Plus rated, and you'd probably get by. But here's the point. They weren't made for this. The problem with the cams is that they have what we call a contact sliding motion, which can only be protected on that metal-to-metal surface really by zinc and phosphorus, the anti-wear additives that would prevent any wear on that cam lobe or on that lifter. And so is the SN-rated oil sufficient? Hey, you know, there's people knock this around back and forth. My advice is to consider that the manufacturers didn't expect a low level of zinc and phosphorus when they built those systems. And so they wouldn't be saying whether it would work or not because they never anticipated such a thing. So we just might want to say, well, the cautious, prudent thing to do is provide that engine with the type of oil that it was expected to encounter when it was built, and stick with that, because to move on to something else, you could be the experimental case to determine whether it works well or not. But if it wears out your camshaft and your lifters, you're not going to be happy with the results of you being the experimental case. So if you stick with the stuff that we know will work, then you won't be the guy experimenting, and you'll get the best coverage. Now, from Amsoil, they make these oils called Z-Rod, and they're high in zinc and phosphorus. They're made for these cars. We're not the only people that make something like that, but I would highly advise you to look for the oil that says that it's made to match up with these cars.
Great advice. Here's an interesting question from Luann in Huntsville, Alabama. As a single mom, I hate going to the garage or lube page to get my car serviced. They always want to sell me something I don't really need. They think I'm a dumb woman. I hear that you've said that AMSOIL will go up to 25,000 miles or 1 year. Can you assure me that this is warranted, and then I will not have to go to the lube page, the lube place, I should say, but once a year?
I can't tell you how important this is to a number of people because I have a lot of ladies that are customers of mine over the years. Women hate going to shops and lube places for mechanics and people by themselves when they don't have a husband, a brother, a father, or somebody to do it, because they get a lot of condescension and treated as if they don't know what's good, and sometimes they get taken advantage of. I know that for my daughter when she was away in college. People wanted to do some work, which is going to amount to about $3,500. And when I got her to bring the car home and take it to our trusted mechanic that we use, it turned out to cost $6 to fix it. So these things can happen. And I understand women on this. Now, here's the thing. Yes, this is a great thing. You can change your oil once a year with AMSOIL Signature Series oil, and we have what's called warranty assurance. And what that means is that if you put AMSOIL in your car and you use AMSOIL as dictated by AMSOIL in accordance with their instructions, AMSOIL will warrant that that oil will not be the cause of any damage to your engine. If you put it in the transmission or in the gears, wherever you put it, AMSOIL warrants that. Now, other oil companies. You heard one time before there was a I think a Quaker State thing that said that if you start with Quaker State from day one and you keep your records and you can prove this, you can prove that, and da 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 da, all these caveats, that they'll warrant it for, I forget how many miles it was. It was a lot. But here's what Amsoil says. If your car is in good mechanical condition, and this is the first time you've ever used Amsoil, and you use it in accordance with our instructions, we will warrant the use of that oil not to cause any damage or harm to your engine, no matter what you put in it for the first 50,000 miles or the first 100,000 miles. The question is, what condition is it in right now? If it's in good mechanical condition, then if you use Amsoil and convert it over, Amsoil's warranty will stand the test. I can tell you. I've been there. I've seen it stand the test. So for this lady, I would just say to her, yes, join the club. Start using extended drains. Go once a year, not to exceed 25,000 miles, and have peace of mind that your car is well protected by an additional warranty from Amsoil Incorporated. So I hope that helps Luann have a little bit of peace of mind.
Absolutely. Great advice. Quick question here from Tom in Traverse City, Michigan. I have a 32-foot diesel-powered boat. What would you recommend for the two diesels I have in the boat?
Well, one good thing I can say to him right now is that I'd recommend our new Max Protection diesel oil. It was just certified to have, it is a rust-free or rust prevention oil. It meets, it's two times the expected rust inhibiting capability, which makes it basically a marine grade diesel oil. Now, we have the original one you could use too, which would be our CI 4 Plus heavy duty diesel and marine. But considering the performance of the new Max Protection diesel oil and its now certified rust prevention capability, I'd move up to that and put it in. I just don't know. Man, I'm envious. I'd like to have a 32-foot boat with twin diesel engines in it. I'd love to have that.
Excellent. Well, we'll make up for that lost time another week. But
sure.
In the meantime, everybody send Dan emails at Dan Watson, the Loop page.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.